Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lots of new young eyes following March Madness this year because of Caitlin Clark. Here's the call as she shattered a record.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
And Caitlin Clark also broke the men's record held by Pete Maravich. One fan letter to her caught our eye. It was from Minnesota pediatric otolaryngologist Dr. Asita Jayawardena, a note to Clark in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. In it, he thanked her for helping him out of the rut of his own fatherhood. Dr. Jayawardena, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what a note you wrote. So start with a little bit about you and your relationship to basketball. We understand you're a first-generation Sri Lankan immigrant and 5'4". So maybe not a deep relationship with basketball.
My relationship with basketball has been watching basketball. But when I did play, you know, when I was in middle school, I was just terrible. But I fell in love with basketball through Michael Jordan, this guy who, you know, was cut from his high school team that then went on to become the greatest of all time basketball player. It really inspired me that, you know, you can do anything.
Yes. Although before that, you write you were playing NBA video games with a cheat code. Also, you know, as a young man, you're dreaming of and thinking about being a father. And how did that look to you?
You know, I've always wanted to be a dad. When I imagined that, particularly as a young kid, I was super excited to teach what I imagined to be a son, to teach them sports and to teach them some of those lessons I learned in sports. It wasn't that I didn't want a daughter. I just didn't put much thought into it. Just that imaginary kid I was teaching was always a boy.
And then here they come, two girls.
Two absolutely wonderful, beautiful, amazing little girls. I love it.
Yeah. But you say it was hard to connect.
Yeah, this is the hardest question to answer, honestly. I've always had a wonderful bond with my daughter. It's just that the things that we did together were pinning each other's fingernails and playing with dolls. And when I thought about the bond that I wanted to have with her into the future, it was building that confidence, that fierce, independent little girl that believes that she can do anything. And I didn't have the way to feel like I could connect with her in that way until Caitlin Clark came along. She was the cheat code. Like, once that happened, once we bonded over that, it was easy. And it's not as if I'm giving these lessons during these daddy-daughter days. It's like, this is all happening
organically.
She's making these connections the same way that I did when I was a little boy. Mm. I mean, that is the magic. That is the real effect of Caitlin Clark.
A cheat code. That's great. Your oldest daughter is 5, then you've got a toddler. Did she discover Caitlin Clark first? What happened?
You know, what happened is we went to the Big Ten, and this was last year, and my eldest daughter, I could just see how she was engaging and connecting to this girl who had a ponytail, who everybody was talking about, that was just doing amazing. And so then I was like, well, we're going to go to the next game, which was the final. So we went to the Big Ten final last year. That was our very first Caitlin Clark daddy-daughter date. I mean, she had a blast. And we talked about it. We talked about basketball and learning and practice and being a teammate and all these things. And I just made it a point from there on out. I was like, you know, anytime Caitlin's on TV, I'm going to try to be intentional and watch this with my daughter.
Tell us more about what that sounds like. I mean, was she turning to you and saying, wow, she took the 3-pointer from the logo? I mean, you know, what is her sense of team play? What is she saying to you?
You know, she says that stuff now that we've watched a lot of basketball. But at the beginning, it was like, Daddy, I like Caitlin Clark because we saw her play and there was a lot of confetti and she danced around and raised the trophy up with the rest of her teammates. And that was so cool. And that was what she cared about. And I tried to explain to her, like, throughout the course of this season, Caitlin Clark just scored the most points ever of any girl, now ever of any boy. And she was like, cool, Dad. Like, you know, like, that didn't matter to
her. Was there confetti?
She's like, I want to see her, you know, smile. And Caitlin plays, like, in such a free way. She's tossing the ball to all of her teammates, and they just have such an energy about them that it's contagious. And if you're a little girl watching that, like, it's easy to be inspired by that.
Yeah.
So since that game last year, I was like, well, I need to go anytime Caitlin Clark is in town. So I got tickets to go see the Iowa-Minnesota game. And, you know, she was just so excited. I remember it was super cold and we had a long walk to get to the stadium. And she was just like happy and skipping. And we sat down at the game and it was like, we were both just mesmerized by her.
Yeah.
We watched her taking her warm-up shots. And, you know, then there was a moment where she hit a three and she turned to me and said, "Daddy, that's a shot she works hard on in practice, right? That's why she hits it in the game." And this was something we had talked about before. And I was just like, wow, this is just wonderful. Yeah. This is so cool.
We asked you not to pull your child out of school and bring her to surgery with you, but we asked you to record a little bit with her. Let's listen. Mm-hmm.
Do you like Caitlin Clark?
Mm-hmm. I love Caitlin Clark.
Me too.
She practiced a lot.
So obviously, there's this impact. I mean, you write that at that game, you watch Caitlin Clark stick around and sign everybody's jersey, including your daughter's. So she's had this impact on your daughter. I mean, can you come up with words?
Yeah, confidence is the main one. And also the belief that you can do anything. And that, to me, is how I've seen my daughter grow just by watching her. She's realized that, yeah, Caitlin can do anything on the basketball court. And the reason she can do that is because she works as a team. Her team helps her do it. You know, she practices a lot.
Yeah.
We watch her practice. And so these are things that are just happening in my own daughter's mind as we're watching her play.
Right. Here's Caitlin Clark reacting to a French reporter asking her, does she know that girls in Europe are watching her too?
I think it's really cool, obviously. Like, it's hard for me to kind of wrap my head around having an impact globally, and obviously that's my goal and that's my dream. That's always what I want to do.
Perhaps dream accomplished, but what would you want to tell her about her impact on you, the dad?
There's no words that can describe how thankful I am to Caitlin for giving me this opportunity to connect with my own little girl. What Caitlin has done for me and my family transcends sports. I don't have the words to thank her.
Dr. Asita Jayawardena, a pediatric otolaryngologist at Children's Minnesota, and also a dad. I'm sure you and the girls are ready for that first jump ball.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Well, thank you. And your daughter concurs.
The best part is that we go as a family always.